أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. In this ayat, ayat bir, by which a person becomes from the abrar, the very righteous and pious, those whose iman is correct, and that was discussed at the beginning, those who spend their wealth in the correct places, though they love their wealth and they have got great needs of their own, but they spend in the righteous causes, those who perfect their namaz and give their zakat, those who fulfill the promises they make with Allah Ta'ala and with fellow people also. And now Allah Ta'ala discusses one other group also who are amongst the Ashabi Bir, Ashab the Abrar. And they are those people, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. اور صبر کرنے والے سختی میں اور تکلیف میں اور لڑائی کے وقت. Those people who remain steadfast and firm, who make sabr at the time of difficulties, financial problems, poverty, they are going through difficulties, but they remain steadfast on deen. And those people who have illnesses and they suffer to various types of illnesses, but they remain firm on deen at that time also. They don't lose hope also, they turn to Allah all the time. وحين البأس, and at the time when they face difficulties and hardships in jihad against the enemy. They may be outnumbered by the enemy. The enemy might have gained a better part over them, but at that time also they remain firm. There are three types of difficulties which come to a person. Either it is in his wealth, that is his money. Sometimes he hasn't got money, he runs short of money, he's in difficulty. And that is for all. A poor person might be desperately in need of 1,000 rand, while a rich man is desperately in need of 1,000,000 rand. But everyone faces the problems as far as their finances are concerned. At that time to remain firm, to make sabr. And with regard to illnesses, when we suffer any type of illness, then also we should not lose sight of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we pay so much attention to the illness that we have that we forget the commands of Allah. We take treatment of haram things. So much so, some people will go to wrong places, to sangomas, witchcrafts, etc. because in that illness they became desperate. They did not remain firm on deen. So in there, at that time also, a person should remain firm. And then as far as our deeni, spiritual life is concerned, tests will come in that also. Various temptations of gunas will come. Various temptations of doing the thing which looks easy, the easy way out, but it is the wrong way. At all those times, those people who remain, who have sabr, and who remain firm, Allah Ta'ala says, these are those people, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Yahi log hai sachche, these are the truthful people. Otherwise a person wavers very easily. Just because of the demands of the wife, a person turns and goes in the wrong direction. Or because of some material, monetary things, a person forgets the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Though he still covers it up and puts a deeni flavor over it. But basically he himself also knows, I'm doing the wrong thing. So those who remain firm at that time and don't give in to the demands of their nafs, don't give in to the demands of dunya and the people of dunya, whether it is close family people or whether it is even enemies, but they see all the time what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. So they are the truthful people. وَوْلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Or yahi hai parizgar. And these are those people who are the righteous and the pious and the Allah fearing people who have got the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise a person goes easily astray. And these are the qualities which Allah has mentioned in this ayat, As we have mentioned, that the first half of the surah, Surah Baqarah, deals with the Ummat Da'wat, that is those who are not Muslims and what their condition is, especially the Jews, and the Christians also, but especially the Jews. And that was for two main reasons: to let us understand they can never be our friends. And the other, those evil qualities they have, we must be very careful they don't come in us. But unfortunately, as foretold by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ummah will follow the other ummah just like a lizard goes to its hole. They will do all those things also. And unfortunately, the awam, the public of this ummah also follows in that way. And the ulama of this ummah also following in the ways of the ulama of the Bani Israel, selling the deen and making mudahanat, keeping quiet and covering up and not showing the people the true deen. Unfortunately, that is also fully in this ummah. And after that, Allah, from the second half, from this ayat, the first quarter, laysal birra, Allah Ta'ala is now addressing the ummah ijabat, the ummah that has accepted Islam. And yeah, in this first ayat, very, very beautifully, and how a person is just overtaken by the Quran Sharif, that first Allah gave an index of all bir, of all the good things, and how to become from the abrar, the righteous and the pious. And as an index, the basic things are mentioned, like we know in any book, the contents, the index, don't give the details, only the headings. So all the headings of the righteous and pious actions are given. And then, what ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah started addressing all in detail, and in the whole Quran Sharif the detail of it is given. So these are the qualities that we should strive to imbibe and bring within us. If a person is genuine to himself, to his qabr and to his akhirat, he will make effort to bring these things. But if he wants to try and fool the people, fool himself, and just live for this temporary foolish world which has got no reality, then that is his foolishness, and that is the consequences will be seen in the akhirah. So Allah has chalked it out, lined it out very clearly what direction we should go. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us learn, live by the Quran, practice on the Quran, and die on the Quran Sharif. A very, very great ni'mat, the Quran Sharif, Allah has given us. Let us not just regard it as one book in our house, but it is our whole life, the Quran Sharif. May Allah guide us by it, inshallah.